We will now take up R110. R110, Route 110, an exteriorization drill or process. Route 110 is not solely confined to Route 1. You will find it also over in Route 2. This step is, have Preclear discover things he wouldn't mind occupying the same space with him. Now that is the idea behind all happiness. You can only have something when you've got a universe or when you've got some space. And get an individual over the idea of having this. It's only necessary to ask him many, many times, what wouldn't you mind occupying your same space now? Give me something else that you wouldn't mind occupying your space. He'll tell you air, water, ideas, anything he tells you. You don't care. You just want the question answered. What wouldn't you mind occupying the same space with you? And again, what wouldn't you mind occupying the same space? What wouldn't you mind occupying the same space? Now, this is not a short process. You can keep this process up with an individual for a couple of hours, always with benefit. When you run it on somebody who is exteriorized, it can be run on somebody inside or outside. When you run it on somebody who is exteriorized, he's liable to have the devil's own time trying to figure out how he could get something to occupy the same space he's occupying, particularly if he's in good shape. But he's got to manage this. He's got to know what this is all about. Really, he will move around and occupy the same space as other objects for a while and do all sorts of things. You're not interested too much in what he's doing. You just want to give him the process and get him finally into the idea that things can occupy the same space as a thing. What you are knocking to pieces is the basic postulate which makes a universe possible, and you are knocking that postulate to pieces. And this is simply this. The basic postulate is, for any universe which has space and energy, two things cannot occupy the same space. Alfred Lord Kaczynski did not invent this. It was invented about 74 trillion years ago for this universe. Two things cannot occupy the same space. If you will study general semantics, you will discover that they teach this. And that makes madmen out of them. They teach you two things cannot occupy the same space. Those two are not the same cigarette. They are two different cigarettes, if only because they are not occupying the same space. Ah, buoy. The space is a postulate. So if you postulate that they can't occupy the same space, they can't. If you postulate they can, they can. It's just a matter of you making up your mind about it. So if we have somebody having difficulty with his language, difficulty with the universe around him, who is an avid student of general semantics, which is taught in every university in the land now, by the way, They teach students that nobody really knows what anybody else is talking about, because every word means something different to everybody else. I'm afraid that coffee means coffee. Of course, it can have associative reasonings to it. You could have an association with coffee, but you still said coffee. Coffee, the fellow says, plus my associations with coffee. The other fellow says coffee plus my associations with coffee. You're still talking about coffee. The general semanticist is always thinking in terms of associative lines and masses and definitions and reasons why, you see. Significance, 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 significance. Now, I'm not tramping on general semantics. I'm glad general semantics was around. I studied it for 10 minutes once. And under a very, very good teacher, Robert Heinlein, he told me all about general semantics. And I was very happy to learn about general semantics. Several general semanticists since have undertaken my education. And they have quit with horror because they get just up to this point. They are not physicists, or they have never studied the physical universe. They get up to this point. They say, now you understand the two things cannot possibly occupy the same space. Oh, I'm afraid that we're at a divergence right at this point. That's the way you make a universe solid. That's how these general semanticists get ridges around. That's why they get tongue-tied and go out of communication. They get this repostulated, repostulated, repostulated. The two things can't occupy the same space. And that makes an energy mass. That makes terminals. That makes all sorts of weird things. See? That gives you a universe. So you're asking, in addition to this fellow having a physical universe, you're asking him to build a universe again around himself, in his mind. Words to a general semanticist become lumps of lead. Everything takes on a mass form. Naturally would, because that's how you make mass, isn't it? Two things cannot occupy the same space, you say. Therefore, by postulate, that terminal is over there and this terminal is here.